I'm Faith Middleton. It's great to have you joining the party on this special edition of the Food Schmooze here on WNPR in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New York, including the East End of Long Island. You can tell your friends, no matter where they live, they can listen to the Food Schmooze, as many people do from anywhere in the world. WNPR.org. I am so excited. I mean, I don't even know right now whether to start with the tangerine sticky ribs, the salt-crusted Cornish hens with lemon butter, the fresh orange Campari marmalade. This is the most wonderful, wonderful cookbook. I think thrilling. Citrus is the name of this book. It's jammed with these sweet and savory sun-kissed recipes. They feature lemons, limes, oranges, clementines, or grapefruit. They're brunch, main dishes, desserts, even appetizers to die for. Citrus flavors like lemon blueberry ricotta pancakes made in a blender, golden with crispy edges and served with lemon mascarpone cream. This collection is pure heaven, and we're going to tell you how to have this excellent cookbook sent to your door as our thanks for supporting the Faith Middleton Food Schmooze Party and WNPR. I would like to welcome the co-authors, are Victoria Pearson and Valerie Aikman-Smith. Val is on the phone with me. Thank you so much for this cookbook.
Oh, we're thrilled with it, and it was so much fun making it and cooking it and eating all the delicious recipes. I think we put on a few pounds. Well, not really, but
well, me too, since doing these. But I want to start. In fact, I just posted this on Facebook. You can find this on Facebook right now, this recipe, Faith Middleton Food Schmooze on Facebook. And these are made in a blender, blueberry ricotta pancakes with this easy, easy lemon cream. I can't believe that these are made in a blender. This is the easiest, most delicious recipe.
Weekends should be easy, right? We don't want to be like standing in the kitchen making, you know, cooking for ages. We want to whip up something fabulous and quick. And lemons and ricotta just bring these pancakes alive, and the beautiful blueberries. And they're not spongy like, you know, your average pancake. They've got a beautiful, light, fluffy texture to them that just melts in your mouth. You can use any kind of lemons that you want.
What I love about this is that because these pancakes are so light, when you're cooking them in the pan, you know, straight out of the blender, the edges get this little crispness. And so you've got that little bit of bite, of chew on the edge, and then this fluffy light in the center. This is great. Think about this. Essentially, this is a whole bunch of stuff that goes in a bowl. And may I tell you, we had these on a weeknight. So flour, baking powder, sugar, brown sugar rather, eggs, milk, ricotta, lemon zest, and lemon juice. All of it into a blender, and you just blend it until it's smooth. And then some blueberries go in a bowl. You mash them with a fork. And this lemon cream, it sounds so fancy, but really, it's you just buy some mascarpone cheese and put a little lemon zest and lemon juice in it, mix it up with a fork, and set it aside. And then you serve it with these blueberry pancakes. Honestly, Val, these are unbelievable.
Yeah, they're definitely delicious. They're a family favorite. And I like to serve them when guests are, you know, come for the weekend. It's just a nice, bright, light start to the day. So, makes everybody very happy.
Okay, so thank you for starting out with a blender recipe for these pancakes. Now, this is something. If you can get your hands on Meyer lemons, you don't have to, but they are starting to be in season. And this is called Meyer Lemon Thyme. So you're using that fresh herb thyme, hearth bread. And we're talking about a little warm water, some olive oil, a package of yeast, all-purpose flour, a little bit of salt, sliced lemons, very thin, some lemon thyme, and some sea salt. Tell us how this comes together.
This all really just comes together with a really, you know, quick mix. And then you just leave it for about 1.5 hours, and then spread it out onto a sheet pan, and put it into the oven. And, you know, again, we've made this with Mara lemons because we're both, well, I just love Mara lemons. Mm-hmm. I can never get enough of them. So the Mara lemon is a nice sweetness, and the thyme, you know, picked from the garden, gives that lovely herbal earthy taste, and then just, you know, lovely and a sprinkling of sea salt when it's finished. It's really quite spectacular.
Val, if we don't have lemon thyme, can we use regular thyme?
Yes.
Okay.
You can use, the thing about these recipes as well, that I want people not to look at the recipe and think, oh, you know, I don't have lemon thyme or I don't have thyme. Mix it up. Use other, you know, citrus. Maybe, you know, you could use actually, you know, tangerine slices if you wanted with some rosemary, or you could, you know, put sage on there. It's really just, you know, it's giving you a nice basis to jump off and get excited and do what you want with it.
I love this sheet pan kind of dough, yeah. You know, where you just push it to the edges. This is nothing
exactly
fancy, and yet you've got these caramelized thin onion slices on the top with the sea salt. Oh boy. Okay, I have had a lentil soup with fresh orange juice in it, and it, you know, it's pretty good. This mm-hmm. soup, this is so crazy good. This is a Lebanese lentil soup, but it's Lebanese lentil and lemon soup. So olive oil, garlic, onion, lentils, a little ground cumin and ground coriander, the zest and juice of several lemons, some chicken stock, some baby spinach, a little bit of plain Greek yogurt. And if you can find it, ground sumac, one of my favorite spices. But if you can't, don't worry about it. But isn't this easy? This is all just in a saucepan.
Oh, it's all just in a saucepan and a quick blast in the blender, and pour it into bowls with a lovely dollop of Greek yogurt on top and some sumac. And it really it goes exceptionally well with the hearth bread. It's really great. So it's an easy, you know, weekday supper in the middle of winter. You can make it the day before and then, you know, come home, you know, and it's fantastic. Or you can make it as is. It's a very quick recipe to make.
This is Valerie Aikman-Smith. She is co-author with Victoria Pearson, who's also in charge of these beautiful photographs. These are sweet and savory sun-kissed recipes, meaning each recipe features citrus, and that's the name of the book. It is terrific. When we start to turn the corner into fall and winter, there is nothing, well, actually all year, that brightens up my life like the flavor of citrus and recipes. So these are both sweet and savory. Cornish hens get overlooked by people. You can get them in any supermarket. If you don't have them, you can use a chicken. But if you can get them in your supermarket, and I don't know why you can't, they are delicious. So this is the easiest thing in the world. It's a salt-crusted Cornish hen with lemon butter. So you just need unsalted butter, the juice and zest of one lemon, a couple of Cornish hens. They're small little birds. And one lemon thinly sliced, and lots of coarse salt. And so tell us how you do this in the oven.
You basically just make a beautiful lemon citrus butter, you know, and put it under the skin of the birds, then make mix water and salt together. So it's like the, you know, it's got to be the consistency of sand. And you just basically, very, very simple, you just put a layer in the bottom of your baking pan, Cornish hens on top, some extra citrus on top of the breast, and then with the rest of the salt, you just gently pat it over so you're encasing them in a little salt parcel. And you just put it in the oven, cook it for an hour, and the most succulent, beautiful, citrus-flavored birds come out of the oven.
Yeah, what happens is I've done this with fish, and you roast these little Cornish hens for about an hour, and the salt hardens, and it turns golden brown, and you use a knife, and you crack it open. It's very dramatic when you bring it to the table, but
very
it's the easiest
dramatic
thing in the world, right?
Oh, yeah.
And go ahead.
It's a great showstopper if you want to be a bit, you know, if you want to show off. It is fun to bring it to the table and have a big a knife and dramatically crack the shell. It's really fun. Always oohs and ahs with that one.
We are going to get to this recipe for halibut or the fish of your choice, ceviche with lime and tequila, how to make your own limoncello. There's a recipe here for burnt sugar Meyer lemon tart. So many things. These tangerine sticky ribs and orange and rosemary polenta cake. All of that coming your way very quickly. Let's do the pork chops with a lemon mustard. And this has a little, some sage leaves that you tear up and throw in here. I love this because this is the kind of thing where you just put it in a baking dish in the morning, make up this mustard, whole grain Dijon mustard, and lemon, and you drizzle it over with a little bit of oil and the zest, and you drizzle it over these pork chops, and then you put a piece of plastic wrap on and just stick it in the fridge. Then you run off to work or wherever you're going, and you come home, and you take them out of the fridge so they come to room temperature, and then you just saute them in a cast iron skillet or whatever kind of frying pan you want. And, oh, my goodness, this lemon mustard thing is so good. And what is that, like 5 ingredients?
So this is really simple. You know, as you were saying, it's just mustard, lemon juice, salt and pepper, sage leaves, you know, marinated, and then, you know, throw it in a hot pan, and it's ready, you know, really within 10 minutes you have dinner on the table.
I talked about doing the little mustard lemon thing in the morning and letting them sit there, but you actually, if you're coming in from a busy day, could whip that together, stick it in the fridge, and then go off and do what you need to do. Shower, do stuff around the house, talk to your kids about homework, whatever it is. And 2 hours passes, these are ready to go, and you just cook them and eat. So terrific. Pork chops with lemon mustard. And the recipe in the book, it's matched with these Greek lemon-herbed potatoes, and I absolutely love those. So Valerie Aikman-Smith, please stay right where you are. This cookbook is called Citrus, and these are sweet and savory, sun-kissed recipes, absolutely terrific. We're going to get to the most lemony lemon cake, I think, on the planet. But here we go. For $7 a month, a contribution, it is our book, this book, all these recipes that feature lemons, limes, tangerines, grapefruit, all these sweet and savory recipes come to you with our thanks for supporting the Faith Middleton Food Schmooze and everything you hear and enjoy on WNPR. Lori Mack.
The number to call is 1-800-584-2788. You know, we're constantly bombarded with information all the time, and we try to parse through all of that information for you. Faith has been bringing you useful information and interesting conversations for years, and we're happy to do that. It's our privilege, but it's no small task. We get stacks and stacks of cookbooks. People drop things off physically at our door, and we get more emails than we can possibly tell you about. It takes a lot of time to go through the information that we're presented, and we're happy to do it. We're happy we can bring you deliciously interesting programs like this one. Right now, we're taking some time out of this show to ask for your help, and we're asking for your support, which enables us to continue to bring you this kind of program, this kind of information and entertainment. Faith's goal has been and continues to be to bring you the richness of life through her show. And we continue to do that with your support. If you can afford $7 a month, that will go a long way to helping us reach our goal, and we'll be happy to send you a copy of Citrus as a thank you gift. All you have to do is call 1-800-584-2788.
Oh, yes, and you can go, thank you, Lori. You can go online also to WNPR.org and see the same thing. There's a button in the right corner, WNPR.org. This book is so terrific, and may I say that the photographs by Victoria Pearson in here are beautiful. It is not too soon to say that the holidays are around the corner. If you have someone who loves to cook and eat as I do and as Lori does, this would make a beautiful presentation for that person. Citrus with this gorgeous polenta cake with these orange slices on the cover. It's a hardbound book and really quite beautiful. As Lori mentioned, $7 a month contribution, and off it goes to you with our thanks, or who knows, to someone you loved. We're coming up. We've been telling you about these amazing lemon ricotta blueberry pancakes that are made in a blender. Whether you can make them for dinner on a weeknight or on a weekend for brunch. And we have that recipe posted at our website and on Facebook. Here's the toll-free number, 1-800-584-2788. Stay with us, because we have more recipes coming your way.
Listening to WNPR gives you a sense of belonging. We're part of the community of listeners just like you. Maybe you've talked about some of the stories or shows you've heard on WNPR at the dinner table with your family or your friends and colleagues. Maybe you've even gone home and made one of the many recipes Faith has talked about and shared with you on her show. If you think about it, making a financial contribution to WNPR is kind of like a recipe. It's an ingredient that we need in order to continue to bring you the programs like the Food Schmooze and all the other great programs you hear on WNPR. Your financial support will enable us to bring you more great recipes and topics to share with your family and friends. If you've been putting it off, now's the time. $7 a month will get you this great cookbook with lots of recipes to share. It's our way of saying thank you, and the toll-free number is 1-800-584-2788.
We would love to talk with you, great person, and the phone lines are open to you. This is all a team effort. That's why public radio exists, because probably your friends and neighbors, somebody you know, has come forward and said, I'm going to take part in this. And it's for two reasons, usually, because we're offering something delicious. It has to be something that we're crazy about. That's the rule number one. And number two, people are saying, hey, there's nothing like public radio. And I agree with that. I'm a listener too, and I use the sites. And so if that's you too, jump in there and be an active supporter of public radio. Be an associate producer. Do that by calling right now with a $7 a month contribution. And this gorgeous book, Citrus, comes to you. 1-800-584-2788. And thanks.
Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread had a fight. Beans knocked cornbread out of sight. Beans. Cornbread said, now that's all right. Beans. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night.
I'm Faith Middleton. It is a pleasure to have you listening, being part of the party. We are talking with Valerie Aikman Smith, and along with Victoria Pearson, who's a photographer and eater in this book, also a couple of her recipes in here, they have put together this gorgeous cookbook. It's called Citrus. These are sweet and savory sun-kissed recipes featuring lemons or limes or grapefruits or tangerines, and on it goes. I'm about to give you, I'm nuts about lemon flavors. Fresh lemon cake, it just drives me wild. And here is one of the most lemony cakes. It's lemon gâteau. This is a simple little cake, but has this immense tart lemon flavor. And you can, if you want, dress it up with candied lemon slices, or just eat it just as it is. Val, this is simply, even for someone like me, the non-baker, unsalted butter, sugar, the juice and zest of lemons, some eggs, all-purpose flour, a little baking powder, a little dusting of confectioner's sugar, and you're good to go.
Yeah, you just put it all in a stand mixer with a paddle attachment and whiz it round, and then bake it in the oven and take it out and dress it up as you like. This is actually Vicky's, her recipe. She makes this a lot, and she, lives in among the citrus groves of Ojai. So she just steps out into her garden and picks the lemons fresh off her tree.
Oh, she's a lucky woman.
Yeah.
But we can pick ours right straight out of the farmer's market or the supermarket.
Exactly.
Unless you're someone who's got a lemon tree in the house, which is what I desperately want. By the way, I just want to calm people down about this. Whenever I see a recipe about a paddle attachment, I because I'm not a baker, I get nervous. I don't even have one. You don't have to have that.
No, you can do it with an electric hand mixer.
That's right. That's what I do. Yeah. So very quickly, I want to do homemade limoncello because there's like four things that sit together and you store them away for about a month, meaning you could make this now and have it for the holidays or just serve it anytime. There is nothing. I have a good friend, Stefan Svarek, and when he pulls out his limoncello, he makes this. At the end of a meal, it just feels so special because, and he puts in a nice little bottle and keeps it in the freezer as I do. So this is six lemons, a bottle of vodka, whatever kind you like, a cup of sugar, and some water. So tell me about this.
It's really one of the simplest things to make. You just really, you know, put the juice into a jar and the peel and pour over the vodka and let it sit for a couple of weeks. And then after that, you strain it. And, you know, it's great for, you know, put it into sterilized bottles with, you know, caps. And it's really fantastic for a little gift at the holiday season. You know, we're always going to people for dinner or something or other. And it's a nice little thing to take along that has been, you know, it's a homemade gift that's excellent. And yes, keep it in the freezer. It really helps with the taste of the lemon.
Here's a halibut. A lot of people will go to a restaurant and say, I'm going to do this ceviche, which really means that if you put a spirit and some citrus together, it kind of poaches the fish and cooks it. And it is so delicious. Everybody orders this in a restaurant. Do you know how easy this is to make at home? And here is Val's recipe for halibut or whatever fish you want to use. Halibut ceviche with lime. We're moving into the lime section with lime and tequila. Halibut fillet, the zest and juice. That's always the combination, the zest and the juice of limes, a little bit of tequila, and some radishes and some olive oil and a little bit of salt.
It's one of the simplest things to do, and it's such, especially in the summer, it's such a great, you know, way to, you know, prepare fish for a little difference. You know, and you can use any kind of, you know, we use tequila, but you could use vodka if you want a different taste to it.
And by the way, this, you put the fish slices in a dish, a ceramic dish, and then whisk together that lime juice and lime zest and the tequila, and you just pour it over the top, cover it with some plastic wrap or whatever you use, and just stick it in the refrigerator for a few hours. And then take it out. It is done. It's already cooked itself. And believe me, it really cooks. Don't be afraid that it doesn't. There's a recipe here for linguine with clams and lime. That's a different twist. But I want to turn to your lime chicken curry. Some curry recipes, Val, have about 40,000 ingredients. And what I appreciate about what you've done is this is simple. You're using store-bought curry powder and a little bit of combined with a little chili powder, and saying, so you've got the zip from the chili powder, store-bought curry powder, then the chicken, some coconut milk, some unsweetened dried coconut flakes, which you can get in any supermarket, and some fresh cilantro if you like cilantro, and you're good to go. Tell me about this one.
This is one of my favorite curries. And I like to keep the curries simple. I ate it in Guadeloupe many years ago, and I just remember this, you know, wonderful feeling of being in a beach shack with my toes in the sand and biting into this wonderful, zestful and spicy curry, and it's really great. It's very, very simple. You know, you just mix up the coconut oil, the limes, the curry powder, and just marinate them, you know, at the chicken thighs, which the chicken thighs you should always use because they're the juicy parts of the meat.
Yeah.
You know, the juicy meat parts of the chicken. And then you just, again, refrigerate for, let it sit there for 4 hours or up to 24 hours, whatever your time is, and then you just really put it in the Dutch oven and get it all going and, you know, pour in the coconut milk and coconut flakes and just simmer it for, you know, 15 minutes. And then let it rest and sprinkle with a few cilantro leaves. And you can serve it with more lime as well if you want to finish off with a big, you know,
limey burst. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I do, too. I start putting out the slices of lime for people who are like me. I'm just crazy about it. Val, I like it that in each of the recipes, you're calling for the zest and the juice together. Those are two notes, not just one note.
Correct. Because I think that the skin is so important, and you get, as you say, one note from that, and then you get a different note from the juice and flesh of the citrus.
Here, we're back in this category of delicious baked goods that Faith, the non-baker, can bake. And so that probably means you too, though I know some listening right now are probably excellent bakers, not like me. This is Turkish yogurt cake with a lime syrup and pistachios. Really, you're saying lime syrup. Oh, how do I make that? Lime, water, and sugar. When that is on the outside of this crusty edge on this cake and some crushed pistachios, oh, some sliced limes on the top of this cake, wow, 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 wow. So self-rising flour, a little baking powder, some unsalted butter, sugar, Greek yogurt, pistachios that you grind up a little bit with the back of a knife or a wooden spoon, whatever you want to do, and then this simple, simple lime syrup. And it comes together so easily. I can bake this.
Yes, no, it's simple, simple. But the trick to this one is do leave it overnight for all that gorgeous, zesty lime syrup to get soaked into the cake.
Mm.
You know, and then the next day you turn it out and then decorate it with the wonderful candied limes. It's really quite spectacular. Great for Sunday brunch. It's a perfect Sunday brunch with a good cup of coffee.
Yeah. The book is called Citrus, and in this book, our guest, Valerie Aikman-Smith, and her partner in crime, Victoria Pearson, who's also the photographer, have done this recipe, Citrus. There is a gorgeous picture, it's a hardback book, gorgeous picture of a polenta cake with orange slices on the top that is so beautiful. Sections of the book, one features lemon, one lime, one grapefruit, another one clementines. Wonderful, wonderful choices. Here's the thing with me. I think people go kind of crazy with appetizers, and sometimes they're overpowering and you're not really even hungry for the entree. So I like to put out something simple, or if you're having people over to watch football or whatever it is you're watching. How about this? Lime chili salted almonds that come to the table warm. Unsalted organic almonds, the zest of three limes, a little chili powder, some light brown sugar, a touch of maple syrup, and sea salt. Go ahead, Val.
Well, I totally agree with you. I don't like to get filled up, you know, with, you know, snacks before dinner. So I always like to, you know, serve the salted almonds. They just go very well with a, you know, very crisp, cold glass of wine, and it's just so simple. I mean, you literally just mix everything together, you put it in a sheet pan, you bake it for 8 minutes, take it out, sprinkle it with the salt, and let it cool. And the wonderful thing about this is I always make, you know, I always double the recipe personally,
because
I like to keep some, you know, in a jar, and then when I'm making a salad, I chop it up and sprinkle into my salads, or just have it as a snack lying around the house. It's really good.
What a great idea, Val, to have those extras there for a salad. I love that idea. Or I'm thinking to sprinkle on a piece of chicken after you've baked it on a weeknight to make it special. People will say, what in the world did you do with this?
Right.
So, okay, I love that. Let's go to how to make your own marmalade. This is not one of those things where you have to do 57 steps. This is orange and Campari. A Campari is an Italian liqueur. So you have oranges and the zest and juice of a lemon, some water, some sugar, and a quarter cup of Campari. You can find that in absolutely any liquor store. It is delicious. It's that bright red orange liqueur, which is filled with all kinds of a secret recipe with all these herbs in it. So very quickly, Val, because we're going to take a break and tell people how to have this book sent.
Well, you know, people are scared of making marmalade, but this is a super simple recipe that everybody should try. The Valencia oranges are sweet and delicious, and they're just bounce off the kind of bitter herbal aromatics of the Campari. And really, you know, to open that in the morning and spread on your toast is like a ray of sunshine.
And really, it's just in a saucepan on the stove.
It's very easy. It's not even. It doesn't take that long. You have to commit yourself to a couple of hours, but it's fine. It's well worth it.
But I call this the gift making recipe because this is great if you're coming to someone's home. I'd much rather have this than any store bought item. I would treasure this or for the holidays. So Val, please stay where you are. Valerie Aikman Smith, who is co-author of this book, Citrus. If you can send us a contribution of $7 a month, our job is to find the best things we can to tempt you. There's no secret about that. I'm crazy about this book. $7 contribution a month, and it comes to you. It is a gift, a thank you gift that we'll keep on giving. Maybe it's for someone who loves to eat and cook that you know. Maybe you're tucking it away for the holidays. How smart of you. Here's the toll-free number, 1-800-584-2788. Please call now, Lori Mack.
Or you can go online to WNPR.org. If it's information you're looking for, if it's engaging conversations, if it's just a little break, maybe you're looking for something a little different. Faith has been a sort of beacon in that way, always looking to bring you quality and a little something different. When you call with your pledge of support, you do a couple of things. First, you help keep this kind of show on the air, and you also cast your vote. Your vote of support to stay connected through this kind of programming. We are constantly asking ourselves how to bring you the information that you want, the information that you're looking for. I was thinking the other day about how I occasionally go down the street here to New Haven to, you know, splurge on a lunch every once in a while. You know, maybe a sandwich, a bag of chips, something to drink. And pretty much every time it comes out to about $7. Ask yourself how much you value what you hear on WNPR. Is it worth $7 a month to help support the programming that you hear on WNPR? It's a pretty simple phone call, 1-800-584-2788, or you can go online to WNPR.org. Maybe you can get this great cookbook, Citrus, for $7 a month and make that orange marmalade, and maybe you can like spread that on your sandwich in addition.
Well, you know, Lori, I like the image of, you know, the lunch that fills you up, and maybe public radio programming does that too, fills you up in a different way, maybe even a more sustaining way. Not that we don't need our lunch and our dinner, right. That we do. Lori and I cannot go without our meals.
Never.
So in this cookbook, you'll find Valencia orange bread and butter pudding, which is a wonderful touch with just using country style bread. Some of that Campari marmalade we were just talking about. Wonderful recipes in this book. We're going to go back to Val and she's going to share more. There's an icy blood orange margarita in here. How to make your own bitters, orange bitters. I buy them all the time. It never occurred to me that without much trouble, I could make them myself. Well, that recipe is in here too. How to make breakfast crepes with candied tangerines. 1-800-584-2788.
As a listener of WNPR, you already know that public radio is very different from any other media. We're grateful for the opportunity to bring you thoughtful programming, and your financial support gives us the ability to continue to bring you the highest journalism and production standards. Your contribution does make a difference. It supports the program you're listening to right now and all the other programs we offer on WNPR. And if you can make a contribution of $7 a month, not only will you be supporting the Food Schmooze and all the other great programs we offer, you will also get a copy of this terrific cookbook. It's a win-win for everybody. You can donate online at WNPR.org, or you can call us at 1-800-584-2788.
Going to tell you about the orange wedding wine coming up next. Yeah, I'm not kidding. This is from this book, Citrus, Valerie Aikman-Smith and the wonderfully talented photographer Victoria Pearson have kind of co-produced this book together, each section featuring sweet and savory recipes, featuring different citrus fruits. I want to tell you, this brightens my day in every single way. I love citrus and something that pop, that zing that it gives you. These are great recipes. So, Val, you've got this orange wedding wine. I have made a version of this, and it is really delicious. So, oranges, lemons, a bottle of rosé, a little brandy, vanilla bean, and if you can find orange leaves, good for you. But for those of us who don't live where oranges are growing, then you do a little bit of an orange syrup. And this is the most fun gift to give or thing to serve when people come over.
This is Victoria's, absolutely her recipe. She lives right in the middle of the citrus groves in Ojai, and she got married there, and she made this wonderful vin d'orange for her wedding. And it was a fitting drink for a very romantic, you know, setting and a beautiful celebration among the orange groves of Ojai. And it's so simple to make, and it's absolutely delicious. You know, you just, you know, marinate the oranges, the wonderful lemons, in a cool, dark place with the brandy and rosé, you know, for a month. And then strain the liquid. And it's wonderful because it'll keep for up to 1 year. And then you just make an orange syrup. And, you know, mix the two together, and you add the wedding wine into glasses filled with ice, and then with a dash of the orange syrup. It's wonderful.
Yeah, a slice of orange. Just beautiful, yeah. Beautiful thing. How beautiful at the holidays. So here is, in the tangerine section, I really love this, fennel, tangerine, and olive slaw.
Yeah.
As we go into the fall winter season, the same salads keep coming out. It's what we do. This is the brightness is something that is such a refreshing thing in the middle of fall and winter. So we're talking about fennel, sliced fennel and apple, and tangerine slices and some green olives, and then you make a vinaigrette that has the zest and juice of a tangerine, some red pepper flakes and honey. So you've got that little zippy thing going on with the sweetness of the honey, a little touch of mustard and sherry vinegar and olive oil. Beautiful, beautiful salad idea.
Yeah, the colors the colors explode, but the flavors explode as well with the beautiful licorice of the fennel bulb, and then the sweetness of, and the little tartness of the Granny Smith, and then the tangerines just bringing that wonderful bright sweetness to it. It's a great salad, and we found it went very well with the tangerine sticky ribs because we shot those in the same day.
I have to say that I've been waiting during this whole conversation we've had together to get to these tangerine sticky ribs.
Yeah.
Okay, this is so crazy easy because everything that happens in this recipe happens in a blender,
yeah,
except for the baking time in the oven. Really, seriously. So you've got the ribs here. And by the way, these are just baby back pork ribs.
Yeah.
They're sitting there. And then to make this marinade that they're sitting in a blender, you just put in all the ingredients. So some chopped up tangerines, some honey, hoisin sauce, sesame oil, garlic, fresh ginger, some peppercorns, 5-spice powder. You can get it in any supermarket. And if you have it, sambal oleic. Some people who are into Asian cooking have this kind of thing around. You can even find this in the supermarket now. If you don't have it, okay. But if you want to make this exactly the way this is, which is to die for, here you go. You just smear it on the ribs, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, well, it made Vicky eat meat again because she didn't eat meat. And she said, oh, I need to taste it. And then kept on saying, oh, as a joke, oh, we need to reshoot that. So I would keep, you know, so she wanted me to keep making it for her. But, yeah, we just wanted everything to be so simple, not stress people out starting 2 days before to make ribs. Just get it all in the blender with those wonderful tangerines and honey and hoisin sauce and all the rest of the stuff and just pour it over and, you know, free people's time up, basically.
I loved that in this cookbook you have this old school recipe for sugared grapefruit. because, I just adore it. I've worked with a man, Bob Kreitler, on the show for so many years. And every year, he's the sweetest man. He sends me grapefruit and a whole box. And I try and think of things to do. And here you are. And I thought, oh, remember this? This is a burnt cinnamon sugar grapefruit. Your grapefruit's cut in half with a little sugar and ground cinnamon, a drizzle of honey. And when that goes under the broiler, it turns this beautiful, it caramelizes.
Caramelizes, yeah.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, this was really a nod to me growing up. I just remember very fondly of burnt cinnamon sugar grapefruit. So
yeah.
I thought, let's put it in. And surprisingly enough, a lot of people have never heard of it. And they're quite excited when they see it and went, oh, that's a great, great idea to do with, their grapefruits, because, you kind of run out of ideas after a while.
Also in this section, grapefruit and gin marmalade. There's a yellow grapefruit and avocado salad. That's a good fall-winter combination. Slices of avocado and grapefruit sections. Really, really pretty. With a little chopped tarragon in there and a little bit of sherry vinegar. But let's go to an entree here. Prosciutto roasted pork loin stuffed with grapefruit. This is a brilliant idea.
I love this recipe. I mean, because we're all busy and, so at the weekend I really like to entertain as much as I can, and I just find that it's such a stressless recipe to do, because all you're doing is, stuffing a pork loin with beautiful licorice fennel, again, a really great grapefruit, and just tying it up and then, topping it with wonderful salty prosciutto and just roast it. And out comes this wonderful pork. You slice through it and you have the crispness of the prosciutto and the beautiful citrus zest.
Wow.
Such a taste of the grapefruit. It's really spectacular.
And it's got a little white wine in there.
Yeah.
We're only talking about a boneless pork loin. And when you go to the butcher shop, it's butterflied. And so really, essentially, you're just putting stuff on it and then rolling it up and taking a little piece of twine and tying it up. And it's got chopped fennel, a little ground fennel, and these chopped up grapefruit sections. What a smart thing. This sounds to me as if it comes from some region in Italy. Do you know if it does?
No, the prosciutto, is an Italian influence, but it was really just a recipe that I made up.
Oh, I love this. Love that. There's even a section in here on kumquats, which is great because I never know what in the world to do with them. So that's nice. Let's go to the pan-fried scallops with this jalapeno and tangerine relish. You will see the markets just filled with tangerines. So you've got jalapenos, some peeled tangerines, chopped shallots, the juice of a tangerine too, a little bit of honey, and then the scallops themselves, a little smoked paprika, and olive oil. So you're simply making a relish of the chilies and then chopping up the tangerines and then cooking these scallops and putting those together. Easy. Can we do the Greek lemon herbed potatoes? This is so simple. These Greek lemon potatoes, if you are in a Greek diner, you will often see these, or in a restaurant where the restaurant owners are from Greece. This is very common in Greece. And really, we're talking about baby potatoes, the zest and the juice of lemons together, and extra virgin olive oil and some oregano leaves if you've got them. And of course, if you don't have oregano leaves, you can just use dried oregano. That's, one of the core things in Greek cuisine. But the difference here is the zest and the juice of the lemon to make these Greek potatoes, this recipe, very, very lemony.
Yeah, it's a wonderful way to cook potatoes. And, you just smash them with your hand and then, cover them with this wonderful lemon oil and oregano leaves and roast them. And they come out so crispy and delightful. You'll have them with everything.
How to make your own ricotta? A farmhouse style with a lime oil, you could say Persian lime oil to be fancy. But we're talking about whole milk and heavy cream and some lemon juice, salt and pepper, and how to make this Persian lime oil, if you can get Persian limes. But if you can't, don't worry about it. Just use regular limes. I'll admit, Persian limes have a very different flavor profile. There's something so unbelievable about them. But don't worry. You know, you don't have to be, if you're not in some exotic market where they have them, you can use regular limes. And ricotta is not hard to make. It's really cooking the milk and the cream and everything together and then straining it, and it ends up turning into this ricotta cheese. You've made your own cheese.
Yeah, it's simple. I mean, people just are absolutely wowed about how easy it is to make ricotta, and I, you know, along with the, you can use any kind of lime for this, as you said, and it just adds that. You could even use lemon. You substitute the Persian lime for, you could use oranges as well. It's really, you know, something that you can play around with.
There's an orange bread and butter pudding recipe in your cookbook, and in just a minute or two, we're going to tell everybody how to get a copy of this sent to your door as our thank you gift to you. Orange bread and butter pudding. So white country style bread, a little bit of this orange Campari marmalade that you tell us how to make, some eggs, vanilla, whole milk, heavy cream, dark brown sugar, and if you want, some creme fraiche for serving. But I tell you, bread pudding with butter coming out of the oven is so crazy delicious. It's an indulgence, I'll admit, but wow, is that good. Especially yours, it gets that caramelized top.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great comfort food for the winter when it's snowing and you want to come home and have something that's just, you know, fills your whole being with a sense of, you know, sunniness.
Yes, it does. And pleasure. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Val, thank you so much. Really appreciate your being on the show. We're going to tell people how to get your book. Valerie Aikman-Smith, who with the great photographer Victoria Pearson, they have co-produced this book called Citrus Hardback, Beautiful Looking, and we will send this to your door for a contribution of $7 a month to support the Food Schmooze here on WNPR and everything you hear on your public radio station. Toll free 1-800-584-2788, and we will ship this right off with our great thanks, Lori Mack.
There are a lot of people who've been listening to the Faith Middleton Show for a very long time. I hear that constantly. People will say, I love Faith. I love the show. I've been listening for years.
Thank you, Lori.
They talk about guests they've heard and enjoyed, topics they remember. If you've been a longtime listener, I wonder if you can remember the first Faith Middleton show you heard. I wonder if you can remember how you found her. The important thing is you went from discovery to wanting more, and now you're a regular listener. The reason you listen to WNPR and the Faith Middleton Show is the same reason you should make a financial contribution today. We wouldn't have been here for you to discover without the financial support of listeners just like you. That's why your financial contribution matters. We would so appreciate it if you could make that call right now to 1-800-584-2788. You can go online to WNPR.org. It's as simple as turning on your radio. $7 a month will get you this great cookbook that Faith's been talking about today, Citrus. There are also a host of other thank you items to choose from. It's our way of saying thank you for your support. The number again is 1-800-584-2788. I think just for the recipe alone, the blueberry pancake recipe alone, I think it's just worth the $7 a month just for that.
And how about the orange Campari marmalade that
you
just did in a saucepan?
I have so many ideas about how to use that orange marmalade.
Yeah, and chicken as a little pan. You're done cooking your chicken in the stovetop.
And on it goes.
Or dollop in the pan with the little crispy bits.
That's right.
Fantastic. A little spoon of butter. Oh, boy.
Where else can you get programming like this?
Turkish yogurt cake with a lime syrup, which is really just sugar and water and limes, and pistachios, crushed up pistachios on this thing. And you leave it overnight once the cake is made, and it just soaks in the syrup into your cake. I mean, seriously, seriously good. How to make your own limoncello, simple, easy pork chops with a lemon mustard sauce, these salt-crusted Cornish tens that you get in any supermarket now. And don't forget those lemon ricotta pancakes with the crispy edges and the light, airy center. Unbelievable. Here we go. $7 a month, your contribution, and this is our thank you gift to you. It's a beautiful-looking cookbook. 1-800-584-2788 is the toll-free number. Bring your charge card to the phone. And thank you so much if you have already called. I really, really appreciate it.
Limoncello makes great gifts, by the way. Only on WNPR can you get shows like The Food Schmooze, Where We Live, The Colin McEnroe Show, and they're all different. But they all bring you fascinating conversations, sometimes fun, sometimes serious. You almost always learn something new, though. Mm. I love to learn new things. I've had so many listening experiences when I've had to sit in my car just because I didn't want to miss a word of the conversation. We call those driveway moments. I've had lots of them, and I bet you have too. If you have found yourself enjoying any of the programming we work hard to bring you, this is a great opportunity for you to come on board and help support it. With a pledge of $7 a month, we'll happily send you a copy of the cookbook we're talking about today called Citrus. It's our way of saying thank you for listening and supporting this station. The number to call is 1-800-584-2788.